This is Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro. From the corporate office to the cab of a truck, they're here to inspire and empower women in all professions. So gear down, sit back, and enjoy.
Welcome to Women Road Warriors. We're an award-winning show that works to inspire and empower women in every profession. Our goal is to power women on their road to success. We tackle all kinds of topics and work to encourage women to be their very best with informative guests and women who've been champions. I'm Shelley.
And I'm Kathy.
No topic is taboo on our show. We tackle the tough topics along with the not-so-tough topics, and we like to feature experts and celebrities who can assist women in being the very best they can be. We've all heard of the power of prayer, but what happens when people across the globe join forces to pray? 19 years ago, before Twitter and the expansive social media that we now have, Wenda Royster of Baltimore began Pray Live. What began as a local prayer network now streams live worldwide. It brings people together of all faiths to pray across the world. Wenda's efforts have been wide-reaching, with millions of callers every month in destinations that stretch from North and South America to Asia and Australia. There's even a channel for young people to pray across the nation and a prison prevention channel. We have Wenda on the show with us today to talk about her network and the power of collective prayer. Welcome, Wenda. This is such a wonderful topic, with May 2nd being the National Day of Prayer.
Well, good afternoon, ladies, and thank you for inviting me. This is truly, truly an honor and a privilege to be on your program.
Thank you, Wenda. The honor is definitely ours as well. What you're doing is remarkable. You began all of this in 2005, and it became a worldwide sensation. How did all of this begin?
Well, it all started with God giving me a little message in my ear, a prayer network. And, you know, God will speak to us and we listen, but sometimes we put it on the back burner. And that's what I had done. And then I had a surgery. And when I had that surgery, one of the things that constantly the physicians and the surgeons said was paralysis, that you might not be able to walk. And so when I woke up in the ICU, the first thing I did was say, thank you, Lord. Then I started touching my fingers and wiggling my toes. And I just said, yes, Lord. And then the nurse said, well, Wenda, I want you to get up and exercise. Well, I was just thinking about the goodness of the Lord and how he had blessed me in spite of all of the naysayers saying this might happen or that might happen. And I started walking in the hall as I was directed to do. And then I started beating in the hall because I was on a mission. And I just had the glory of God all in my mind and in my heart every day, just saying, God, I thank you. I thank you. And that was the beginning of the idea. And then praying and saying, okay, God, I figured that out. So I need more. And every step of the way, God supplied every single need. He gave us the foundational scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. A very familiar scripture today: if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And we just took the ball and we ran with it. And when we started, it was just a very few, but we split up the time, and shortly we had many people coming on in shifts praying. And then God said, okay, I created a world, not just a nation. So we started to grow. Our first network outside of the country was in Cameroon, Africa. And then I mean, it was like we would take one step and we'd get so excited. I remember, like it was yesterday, the first time Cameroon was able to come in and be on the air. And my husband, it was 4 a.m. in the morning, and we're standing there and we're waiting and we're praying. And then we hear the bishop from your one day. We hear his voice. And we were so excited. We muted out so he couldn't hear the joy that was flooding our soul. And it has just been such a service to people. People have called in and said to someone who's praying, I want to end my life. And that person depends on the Holy Ghost to give them the words to say, and they keep them talking. I mean, it prayer is universal.
It is.
And prayer is something that we can pray in any language and on any part of the continent, or go to other continents, and it's understand it.
Sure.
People understand prayer.
Now, I see that Pray Live, it's for interactive prayer, and it's for all denominations. How does all this work? Do people log in or call in?
Yes, it is. We started out just being there to take prayer requests.
Mm-hmm.
And then we still have that component of having intercessors available to pray for a particular request, like if someone's having surgery, pray for my family, pray for my children. But then we expanded it to other parts of the world. And we have a Spanish channel now, and that's all Spanish. And we were trying to get into Honduras, and I just got a text message a little while ago that Honduras is on board. And so we go all around the world. We're in Ghana and various parts of Africa. We're in Australia. We're in France. We have people who broadcast from all of those countries. And anyone can reach Pray Live. They can listen to Pray Live during the time when there was the terrible devastation in Hawaii. We had a group, and they are part of our family now. So even though Hawaii is a part of the U.S., we're getting ready to open Pray Live Hawaii to help the people in Hawaii still suffering to build their houses and build that island back. And one of the things, yeah, it's so important, to give back.
They had their lives devastated. There's no doubt about that.
Yes. Yes.
What I find very interesting is you have so many people around the world getting involved with this. Could you talk a little bit about the power of collective prayer? I know there's some skeptics, but there really is power there.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's corporate prayer can move mountains. And I look at where we are going now. We're putting together a prayer revival for young people, because our young people around this nation and around this world, they need prayer very desperately.
Yes, they do.
And sometimes it amazes me how someone can be on praying corporately and you have all of these different languages. And it is so melodious and so harmonious, even though we're all speaking different languages, but it all sounds so anointed and appointed, which says that God created all of us and all of the parts of the world but we all are one. We're all, it's universal what God did. And that's something that cries out in my heart. And the people that come and pray on the line, there's a separate line that they pray on three times a week, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., 7 days a week. And that gets them closer to what it means to bring everyone together to pray. And if we could embrace that, I know that many of the problems, global problems, global issues, we wouldn't have them. Because when you pray, it changes things.
Mm-hmm.
When you pray and you know that God is the author and finisher of your faith, you're not going to take a gun and go outside and kill somebody. You're just not. And, you know, that is one of the things that God has put on us so heavy, is to continue to advance the kingdom in the utmost part of the world. Because in many instances, we're all beating to a different drum that is not effective.
Right.
I mean, you know, we can look at Israel and Gaza. And God created all of us equal. He gave all of us two eyes, one nose, and one mouth, and two ears. We're not different, but we're alike. And so if we could get back to praying, we would see things change.
Oh, I was just going to say, when you're talking about youth need to get back to prayer, I'm going to share something. Yesterday, I arrived from Canada to LA, and I always take an Uber, which is about 25 minutes to my house. And it was a young fellow, maybe, I don't know, early 20s, that was the driver. And just seemed like a nice, good kid. So I don't know how it happened, but we got on the topic of God. And I'm starting to share a little bit about my own personal story, and it's been really rough. And I told him, you know, I was telling him about it. And I was saying, you know, if I didn't have God in my life, if I didn't have that faith, I would not be alive today. And that is a fact. So, and I was telling him because, you know, I was homeless for a week and, you know, I was drinking and lost my career and all this stuff. And all throughout, God never left my side, not once. And so when I shared that, all of a sudden it gave him, I guess, the courage to share a little bit about his story. So he was talking about how his dad was never around, and his mom and his younger sister and himself, you know, she's working just a low paying job, and ended up they were homeless, and, you know, living, it was very hard, and he fell into drugs when he was young and alcohol and just bad people. But he somehow got back on track. And the whole time we were talking about God and the power of prayer. So I find it really interesting that you're our guest today, because it doesn't matter where you go. If you open yourself up to be a channel for God, it will find you. And that half hour that we had, like, it was such a powerful, impactful conversation about every aspect of God and prayer and how the Bible and I just how everything. And when I got out of the Uber, I gave him a hug. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so grateful that we met, that we could talk like this. Like, oh my God, he's just a young kid, you know?
Yes.
It was beautiful.
And that is something he will remember the rest of his life. And when the burdens of life are heavy, mm-hmm. and you're challenged, then you think about that ride in that Uber. It will bring a smile to both of your faces.
It will.
Because God is real. He is real. And,
absolutely.
You know, sometimes we think about a person who has lost everything. We have an intercessor. And this young man is from Africa. And my husband and I met him at a church. He was translating. And God spoke to me so clear and said, get him on Pray Live. So after the service, I said, we would love to have you He said, my English is not that good. I said, well, I tell you, let's do this. You come on, I'll give you a time, you come on, and you translate everything I say into French. He said, okay. So we did it early in the morning so he could still go to his job. And in no time at all, he said, you can turn me loose. And to hear him pray now, I just well up with tears just to think about it. He's so anointed. But his testimony, didn't tell it right away. But when God led me to ask him to come and pray, he said, I had lost everything. He said, I was 2 seconds from being homeless. My family, I'd lost. He said, I was bankrupt. I didn't have anything. And he said, when you said, come pray, I said, okay. And in a short period of time, I had a job that I never thought I would get. And from the time I started praying, everything just started working together for my good. And he said, I don't know what the plans are, but I'm not ever I'm not ever leaving. So I hope this is going to last a long time. And I thought about that. And I think about your story with the Uber, the young man from Uber. And that's why being able to openly talk about prayer and share your testimony is so important.
It
because
really
someone else is encouraged by your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And they know, they feel, oh, well, I thought mine was bad, but, you know, I'm never alone. No, you're never alone. So I am very, very grateful for your sharing about that Uber ride, because that's ministry, and we need to engulf ourselves in things that are pleasing in God's sight.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Dean Michael, the tax doctor here. I have one question for you. Do you want to stop worrying about the IRS? If the answer is yes, then look no further. I've been around for years. I've helped countless people across the country, and my success rate speaks for itself. So now you know where to find good, honest help with your tax problems. What are you waiting for? If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or haven't filed in years, call me now at 888-557-4020 or go to mytaxhelpmd.com for a free consultation and get your life back.
Industry movement Trucking Moves America Forward is telling the story of the industry. Our safety champions, the women of trucking, independent contractors, the next generation of truckers, and more. Help us promote the best of our industry. Share your story and what you love about trucking. Share images of a moment you're proud of. And join us on social media. Learn more at truckingmovesamerica.com.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro.
If you're enjoying this informative episode of Women Road Warriors, I wanted to mention Kathy and I explore all kinds of topics that will power you on the road to success. We feature a lot of expert interviews. Plus, we feature celebrities and women who've been trailblazers. Please check out our podcast at womenroadwarriors.com and click on our episodes page. We're also available wherever you listen to podcasts, on all the major podcast channels like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Amazon Music, Audible, you name it. Check us out and bookmark our podcast. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube, and other sites. And tell others about us. We want to help as many women as possible. People the world over recognize the power of collective prayer. Pray Live began as a prayer line after Chaplain Wenda Royster of Baltimore received a divine message. What started as a local effort to take prayer requests was embraced by thousands, and then millions. And then it went worldwide by people who all wanted to experience the power of collective prayer. People pray in different languages at the same time. It's nothing short of inspirational because prayer is universal and a universal language. Pray Live is now in Ghana, North and South America, Australia, France, and other areas. They're even launching a new line called Pray Live Hawaii to help the people there who are still suffering after the devastating fire. Wenda's organization has also put together a prayer revival for young people. Wenda believes that if everyone prayed, we would not have the global issues we do today. You know, Wenda, prayer is something that all denominations, all religions have participated in. It's something that human beings share, and they've done it for thousands and thousands of years. So there has to be merit to that. I know that there's skeptics out there who'll say, it doesn't do anything. But you hear stories of miracles when doctors say, well, that's probably not going to happen. And it does. What kind of stories have you heard, Wenda? And what is it exactly that prayer does for people?
Well, I'll do that like in reverse of how you answered, how you asked me.
Okay.
What prayer does for people in the middle of the night when all hope is gone, when you can't get anybody to listen to you, and you start to pray, God is always available, listening. And yesterday, I'll share something with you that happened on yesterday. I was talking to this gentleman, and he told me that he was so blessed that he was still alive. I said, well, why did you say that? He said, because, you know, I have this heart condition. And he said, it just felt like I was dying and I could hardly breathe. And he said, I called the prayer line. And he said, I don't know the pastor's name. He was an elderly gentleman, but he prayed for me. And he said, before I got off the phone, I knew I was going to be all right. The wheezing or whatever was going on and the pain, it had stopped. And he just said, prayer works. And I think when people come together, especially large groups of people, there's such power, there's such an anointing that it changes their lives. You know, I too did radio for a season. So both of you know about average listening time. And when we, my husband and I, started Pray Live, and I'd look at the time, and there'd be people who were listening for 4 and 5 hours. And I said, well, God, must be something to this. And people would sleep through the night listening. And they'd say, well, you know, it helps me go to sleep. And sometimes when I listen, I'm so encouraged because I think I got problems. And then someone comes on and talks about their problems. And it makes me realize how blessed I am. And so, you know, prayer does work. And there's medical evidence that prayer heals people. There are people now who don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but their faith is in God. And it just works. And when you have people who can go to sleep and wake up with prayer, it makes a difference. And the testimonies, they come from all over. And we just continue to do it because we hear God's voice saying, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Can I share a beautiful story?
Sure.
When I was nursing years ago, I was up in the Yukon, which is in Timbuktu by Alaska, right? And I was on the medical unit, and there was a lady, her and her husband had this local restaurant for 30 years, and now she was dying of, she had terminal lung cancer. And she was, she only had so much long to live. And she was from England. Her name was Mary. And she was so depressed. Like, she'd given up. She didn't want to get out of bed. She didn't. And she was stuck in this little room that had a window. But when you looked out the window, you were looking at another brick wall. Like there was no sunshine. It was just terrible. And so for every day, I'd go in and I'd give her a bed bath and, try and cheer her up. And I even bought her a prayer plant, the ones that fold up at night and then open up during the morning. Have you ever seen those? Okay, so I bought her a prayer plant to try and cheer her up. And that plant kind of got her going a little bit because I'd come in the next morning and she said, Kathy, you're the only one here that seems to bring a light in this room. And she said, it's funny because that prayer plant every night when it folds up, because she lays there awake, she said, it illuminates. It's like it's glowing. And she said, I think of you. So then I said, okay, Mary, well, there is a light. I thank you very much. I said, how about we try and get you up? Come on, instead of me giving you a bed bath, you're not dead yet. Let's go. Let's go hop in the shower. You'll feel better. And it took me a while to get her going. And I finally got her in the chair, in the shower chair, get her washed up, all that. And I put a towel around her head. I'm saying, oh, look, you look like Sister Mary. And I give her a big kiss. And anyway, so the whole plan was to get her outside because that was her last wish, was to get outside. And she says, I want to see the sun one more time. And I'm like, okay, Mary, I said, you're gonna see it. God and I have a special relationship, and I'm gonna ask. And she Scott, her and her husband were laughing. She says, yeah, as if you're gonna ask God for sun and he's gonna give it, right? I said, you just wait and see. We have a good relationship, God and I. So the next morning I come in and I told her, I said, at lunchtime tomorrow, we're going out and we're gonna go sit because by the hospital was a big river with a deck where the patients could go sit. And I said, tomorrow at noon, we're going out there. And she says, I'm not going if the sun isn't out, period. And she was quite adamant about that. So about 10 o'clock in the morning, I go down on my coffee break and I go sit in the hospital chapel. And I get down on my knees and I'm like, okay, God, listen up. I said, you got a lady that's coming up to see you right quick. And she's been done so much for the community, and she really her last prayer, the only thing she wants to see is the sunshine before she goes to visit to see you permanently. Can we at least do that? That's all I'm asking, just a little bit of sunshine. And when I had come into work, it was completely cloudy. And I said, oh, I'm thinking, okay, this isn't looking too good for me, but I have faith. So I get upstairs and I get her all dressed and she said, is it sunny outside? I'm like, no, but we're still going. I said, you just wait and see, we're going. And she puts up a fuss. I'm like, Mary, you're going. So her husband, he coerced her too. So I kid you not, ladies, we get outside and the sun came up
Praise God.
and it
Praise
opened,
God.
it cleared up just a hole in the sky. And I brought her out to the deck where the river was, and the sun stayed. So I let them be alone. I came back in an hour, and she was crying. She was so grateful, and she says, "I don't know what magic you did, Kathy, but you were right with your with about God." And I'm like, "I know I'm right about God." And so as we're leaving, going back into the hospital, the clouds came over and hid the sun again.
Oh,
The sun
wow.
was out
Isn't
only
that
for
something?
that hour
For
for her.
her.
Right.
Yes.
For her.
That's
That's the
right.
power of prayer.
Yes, it is.
That's right. That's
And she
right.
died
And
shortly after, but she was very grateful that I had gone through all that and I convinced her to come outside,
look at
What a wonderful.
God.
I love that story. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I do too. I do too. And I'm going to be. If I may, I'm going to share that with the intercessors because that's a very powerful testament to the
Absolutely.
goodness of the goodness of the Lord,
Yes, it is.
and if we just seek his face and turn from all of this foolishness that's going on today, it would change lives. It would change
So,
behavior.
why is it? Can you tell me why do you think that it's only when people are struggling in the dark night of soul that is when they seek prayer? Why, when lives are going good, why isn't there more prayer and gratitude and thankfulness? It's as if people are
Gratitude.
only praying when they get sick, when they run out of money, or their marriage is failing, or whatever.
When there's
What about
desperation.
praying when things are good, right? Try and keep that balance.
Well, a lot of people think God is like a vending machine.
Oh,
oh, well put. Wow. Yeah.
Well said.
and they only pray when they can put what, 75 or a dollar cents in it, or a dollar in it, and get something out. Think about it.
Yeah.
When the vending machine is sitting there, they can come put some money in it and then get out what they want. And it's sad. But that is why, you know, people, and I think that people, because of the praise reports, I think the world is changing, but it's a very slow change.
Mm-hmm.
But when they see, when everything is beautiful, need to pray then, those fervent prayers, just like they pray when everything is going wrong, and see the power of God and prayer.
Yeah.
You know, God created it all, and he's just looking for communication.
Yep.
And it's, well, just, I weep sometimes because people, oh, prayer doesn't work. I don't know why you're wasting your time. And it's incredibly sad that people feel that way.
Yeah, you definitely hear that. But when you think about it, when people do pray, regardless of their denomination or faith, it's something internally that changes. And like you were saying, regular prayer, certainly that increases our gratitude. It's got to improve our attitude.
Mm-hmm.
All of the above, it's a positive thing.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Trucking Moves America Forward, or TMAF, is building a positive image of trucking by telling the story of the hardworking drivers and industry professionals who support the industry. And you can be a part of it. Learn more about TMAF and how you can join and be a part of the industry movement working to build a strong image of trucking by visiting TMAF's website at truckingmovesamerica.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our latest channel, TikTok.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelly Johnson and Kathy Takaro.
Prayer provides hope for people when all hope is gone and there are no people to listen, but a divine power. Prayer, especially collective prayer, is something that carries stories of miracles that are unexplained by science or logic. I personally experienced those miracles with two people I know who were in ICU, who survived medical conditions that had no hope of survival. They not only survived, but thrived. The nursing staff I encountered even said the results were unexplainable and called it divine intervention. Chaplain Wenda Royster knows the power of prayer. That's why she started Pray Live in Baltimore 19 years ago. The prayer line became a conduit for spirituality and hope for millions of people worldwide who listen and participate on multiple continents. People tune in for hours at a time. Pray Live reaches people from all denominations and faiths. Kathy, while we were on break, I think you said you had something to add about prayer.
I've been in Alcoholics Anonymous for a long time. I have 12 years sober now. And to every time, from the very first time I went to an AA meeting to even to as recent as I went, we always end the meeting, regardless of denomination, regardless of faith, we always end it with the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone holds hands, even if there's 50 or 100 people in the room, we all make it one big circle. Everyone holds hands. And I kid you not, as we start the prayer, there's like a ripple of energy that flows from fingertip to fingertip to fingertip through all the way around the room. It elevates the room every time we say the Lord's Prayer.
Awesome.
There's a lot of power there in that room.
That's right, because everybody has been to that place,
mm-hmm,
where they know if it had not been for God, where would they be?
That's right.
And, mm-hmm, you know, and regardless to how bad it is, we still have to say, God, your will be done. But I pray for healing. I pray for all of the things that God has purposed, mm-hmm, for our lives. And I mean, I have done so many things and gone so many places, to include, at one time, I had one of the, there's a family of actors, and one of the sons is an alcoholic. And I had interviewed him, and he talked about how God is the reason why he's still alive, because prayer gives you hope. Prayer gives you peace.
Mm-hmm.
And when things in the world are going super crazy, that's all you have to hold on to.
That's true.
Because yes. I can't think of anything that you, anything that you can have or do that can answer bringing the sun out for a woman who is on her sickbed about to go to glory.
Yeah.
I really can. And so when you realize the power, there are people who struggle every day, but God keeps them going.
Sure. Wenda, what you're doing with Pray Live is providing hope and unity for so many people across the world. It's powerful. How do people find, do they go up on the web? How do they participate in this? It's 24/7. People can reach out at any time.
Yes. And they just go to the website and we connect them, and they have access, and they have 24-hour access. They can call at 2:00 in the morning, 2:00 in the afternoon. Someone is there. And I think that is the thing that has always been so important to me. There was a lady that called yesterday morning, and the intercessors were so in tune with the callers. And my phone started blowing up, and I'm saying, well, what's going on? And then someone says 911. She says that she's going to take her life, suicide. So I'm trying to figure out and navigate what's going on. But this was an elderly woman, and she'd been through a lot. Maybe just like the woman who wanted the sun to shine. And it just took intercessors surrounding her and saying, it's going to be all right. One of the intercessors said that she was on there talking about things she had to do and she didn't have no help. And that they said, your help comes from God. And it gives, like you said, like both of you said, it gives hope.
Mm-hmm.
That someone cares. You know, you can call somewhere today and something can be wrong, and it's like nobody is listening.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And
if you're lucky to talk to a person. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it's a push this button and stand on your head and gargle syrup. Then we're going to take your, your request or whatever. But when you can call and someone is, and you say, can you pray for me? And then when we look at the Spanish channel, when we turned that channel on and we needed to connect Honduras and different parts of Spanish speaking communities, you have to know the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
And God makes it happen.
Yeah.
You know, even in some of the deepest woods of Africa. We have a pastor that comes on sometime. He's in Uganda. And one night he was on, and you could hear and I didn't ask him if he was outside, but we could hear animals. And I became a little bit frightened because I said, well, I hope nothing happens to him. And he was praying up a storm. That was his main focus. But, you know, we live in comfort and luxury wherever we are in the United States. But there's somebody who doesn't have that. But he was still committed to praying. There was another young woman that called and said, I need help. My friend is here in the States and he's dying. And his children can't come to be with him. He was a diabetic and he'd had many limbs amputated. But she said he can't speak, but he can hear. And we convened a group, a village, and he was laying in the bed, but it was like we were right there in that room. And we prayed for him, really, really prayed for him. And then shortly thereafter, his children sent a note of thanks for surrounding their daddy with prayer as he was going to heaven. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It doesn't matter what denomination you are. It doesn't matter what color you are. This one God. And if we can ever get to the point that we can forget about ourselves and concentrate on him, this would be a different place.
It gets us away from being selfish.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Being other-focused. Absolutely.
Stay tuned for more of Women Road Warriors coming up.
Kathy DeCaro is nothing short of amazing. She not only drives the world's biggest truck as a heavy equipment operator in northern Alberta, Canada, she's an international motivational speaker and the author of Dream Big, an autobiography about overcoming a lifetime of trauma and abuse that led to dreams of success. Kathy inspires people the world over to change their lives and improve their self-worth. Her book will change your life. She's passionate about personal growth and believes anyone can change their circumstances and overcome their obstacles if they believe in themselves. Her life will amaze you and seriously inspire you. Be sure to order a copy of her book, Dream Big, on Amazon.com. Industry movement Trucking Moves America Forward is telling the story of the industry. Our safety champions, the women of trucking, independent contractors, the next generation of truckers, and more. Help us promote the best of our industry. Share your story and what you love about trucking. Share images of a moment you're proud of and join us on social media. Learn more at truckingmovesamerica.com.
Welcome back to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy DeCaro.
Prayer is powerful, as Chaplain Wenda Royster's proven with her worldwide prayer line, Pray Live. Her efforts reach people worldwide who tune in around the clock every day. We're talking about the power and hope prayers inspired for so many people around the globe. Where do people find the website? It's praylive.com. Do people call in? I wanted people to know that in case they may not have a computer. Can they just call a particular number? Or?
Yes, they can call 443. I'm going to give you two numbers.
Okay.
They can call 443-524-9880 and press 1. We do like to register their numbers, so if their number's not registered, then they're going to call 443-608-0590. And of course, they can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We never go off. During the COVID epidemic, we established a line praying about COVID, and we had people from all over praying for those that had been afflicted or caught COVID, those that were struggling. And that line still continues on. They have different prayer needs at this point. But then, of course, the Spanish line, we're developing a channel for young believers to come. We're really trusting God that we can have a prayer revival with young people from all over the globe. And God is just, when God says, well, you know, you need to do this, then we try to be obedient and do exactly what God asked us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because prayer is vital. And I don't care who says it doesn't work. When we first started, that used to really get on my last nerve. But God said, no, don't worry about it. You just keep praying.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, it's amazing how even in the secular world, no matter who it is, you hear them when things happen. We need people to pray.
Yeah.
Or pray for me. Prayer is the first thing they ask for.
It's very true.
When they were saying before, oh, thoughts and prayers, that don't work.
That's right.
Well, it does.
And the way this has grown, Pray Live, is a testament to that. I mean, you're providing love, hope, unity. You're fostering community. It's just so vital. So everyone should go to your website, essentially, as well. Can they listen in that way? I wanted to make it as easy for everyone as possible.
Okay, www.prayprayliveall1word.com. And there you can listen. All the information you need is right there at Pray Live. And
there's so many people that are hurting in the world, and they're, you know, that dark night of soul. So a lot of when that happens, they don't think of resources. So hopefully our listeners will be writing that down and keep it on their fridge, right? That number.
Yep.
And if they don't have access to if they don't have access to a computer, at least pick up the phone. And I know, struggling with my own problems back in the day, my dark night of soul, if I could share a quick story, it's really powerful. I was on my hands and knees. I laid on the couch for 3 days for God to save me. Honestly, I was so desperate, so hurting, so in such despair. I couldn't even get up and comb my hair. I didn't eat. I didn't drink. I didn't go to the bath, like nothing. I just laid there wanting to die, wanting for God to save me. And nothing happened. So on the third day of this despair, I get down on my knees and I'm sobbing. And at the time, this is in 2009, and I didn't really realize what resources were available to me. And I didn't even think of calling resources. I was just in that depressed state. And there's a song that came on the radio, talk about God talking. And the song was called Another Round. And it was a slow acoustic version. And it was very repetitive. And so I'm on my knees sobbing. And the words are saying, can you go another round? I will follow you. And I stopped sobbing for a minute because it was kept saying, can you go another round? I will follow you. And I stopped crying for a minute, and I kind of look up, and I'm in this dismal basement suite where the guy was a hoarder. So whatever windows that were there were covered in garbage, and it was just like dark. You couldn't see. There's no sunlight. And I stopped crying, and I kind of look up, and I'm questioning myself. Can I go another round? Do I have the strength to go on? And as I questioned myself, there's a ray of light that came out of the darkness about the size of a water bottle, you know, just like that around. And it came out of the darkness through and it all the way down, and it hit me in the heart center. And I'm looking at this light and the song is playing, can you go another round? I will follow you. And in the center of this light were stars, and they were blue, yellow, pink, purple, orange, and they were spinning, and the song is still, and I'm fascinated by this, right? And as the song is playing, can you go another round? I will follow you. Me being me, I actually questioned. I said, oh, you'll follow me, hey? We'll see about that. So I get up and I move over to the kitchen, and which was only maybe 10 feet. So I move over, the light followed me. It never left my heart. And then that had my attention. But me being me, I'm like, oh, well, we'll see. So I go from the kitchen over maybe 20 feet to where I had a little futon couch, and I get on that couch and I jump up and down testing to see, right? The light never left my heart. No matter what I did, no matter where I moved, the light followed me. And I'm not joking about this. Like I was sober. I wasn't drunk. I wasn't hallucinating. This thing really happened. So once I realized, like, oh, this is God speaking to me, I immediately got back down on my knees and I surrendered. And I said,
Look
okay,
at
God.
God.
I said, okay, God, I clearly, you have a plan for me that I know nothing about, but
Yeah.
whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. And I surrendered.
He got
Well,
your attention.
Right? The minute I
Yes.
surrendered,
Yes.
I hear a voice and it said, Kathy, get up. And I my ex used to stalk me. I went through traumatic, very oh, many years of domestic violence, and he'd always break into my place. So I thought my ex was standing behind me. So I turn around. There's nobody there. The voice said
There
again,
was God.
get up. So I get up. Now I'm like, okay. So there's a knock on the door. The guy who lived upstairs had been gone for 3 days, and he was worried about me. So he said, oh, I'll come check on Kathy. He's knocking on the door. And when opportunity knocks, literally, you take it. So I answered, and he said, Kathy, he says, I kind of had a feeling you're not doing so well. He says, do you need help? I'm like, yes, I do. You bring me to detox right now. And it's interesting
Look at
because when
God. That's amazing.
I
Wow.
went to a detox for a week, but here's the best part. From there, I found out for the first time that there was a year-long treatment program for women called Wellsprings. It was a faith-based Christian program from the Hope Mission out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, where you live there with 25 other women in a safe house. You have your own room. You have a Bible study every morning, and you have a list of counselors and pastors and a resource net. And we had treatment every morning from Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, which helped me regain who Kathy really was. And had I
Look
not
at that.
had that
Yep.
moment, like that changed my whole life.
Yes, it
Honest,
did.
honestly, it
So,
honestly did.
so there's power in all of this.
Yes, there is.
That's an amazing story. And Wenda, what you're
It
doing, I'm
truly
sure
is.
You hear lots of those stories, and you're able to
Yes.
help so many people around the world. So all they need to do is go to Pray Live and
Yeah.
they can learn more about you.
Yes, and we welcome everyone from all around the globe. That's what it takes, it brings tears to my eyes to think there's so many people who need to just hear God's
mm-hmm.
voice
yeah.
and know that He cares, He loves them, and He wants them to live the best life that they can live. And that's what it's all about. Anything else in this world, it can't even amount to what God can do.
Amen to that.
Amen. And you're making this possible, Wenda, with Pray Live. And I'm so glad that we've been able to talk to you and share this with our listeners.
Oh, me too. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm very, very grateful. And it has just been such a blessing to me to be able to come on to your program. And I'm going to spread the word and tell others to make sure that they listen, they tune in. So we're going to be co-laborers in doing this work. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Thank you, Wenda. We hope you've enjoyed this latest episode. And if you want to hear more episodes of Women Road Warriors or learn more about our show, be sure to check out womenroadwarriors.com. And please follow us on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. On our website, we also have a selection of podcasts just for women. They're a series of podcasts from different podcasters. So if you're in the mood for women's podcasts, just click the Power Network tab on womenroadwarriors.com. You'll have a variety of shows to listen to anytime you want to. Podcasts made for women. Women Road Warriors is on all the major podcast channels like Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, YouTube, and others. So check us out. And please follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Women Road Warriors with Shelley Johnson and Kathy Takaro. If you want to be a guest on the show or have a topic or feedback, email us at sjohnson@womenroadwarriors.com.